A second woman has come forward and accused New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment. Cuomo denies the allegations, but has agreed to make a referral to the state's attorney general, Letitia James, to conduct an investigation. Karen DeWitt reports.
Charlotte Bennett, a 25-year-old former executive assistant to Cuomo, who told her story to the New York Times on Saturday, joins Lindsay Boylan in accusing Cuomo of harassing, intimidating, and inappropriate behavior. Bennett says beginning last spring, during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, the governor began showing what she felt was an inappropriate interest in her, asking her in private meetings in his office questions about her sex life and whether she was monogamous in her relationships. Bennett says the 63-year-old governor asked her whether she had ever slept with older men and told her that he was open to having relationships with women who are in their 20s. The allegations come 3 days after Lindsay Boylan, a former advisor to Cuomo on economic development policy, said the governor asked her to play strip poker with him while on a 2017 business flight in Cuomo's private jet. She says he also made inappropriate remarks about her appearance and touched her without her permission. On Sunday evening, Cuomo issued a statement addressing both women's allegations, saying that while he never intended to offend anyone or cause any harm, he admits that he does at times act playful and make jokes that he thinks are funny. And he says that he's teased people he works with about their personal lives and relationships. But the governor says he meant no offense, but he now realizes that some of the things he said were misinterpreted as unwanted flirtation and that he's truly sorry about that. But he says he never inappropriately propositioned or touched anyone. Cuomo, after initial resistance, also gave a referral to Attorney General Tish James. She'll appoint an investigator with full subpoena powers, and Cuomo says he and his staff will fully cooperate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.